Good morning, everyone.
Let us begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We can gather in your name. And again, we look at your word this morning. And as we see such a great example of prayer for each of us, help us to glean from your word and not just say, oh, yeah, that's interesting and I agree with that. But may we do what you teach us to do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we have this a little short prayer in 1 Chronicles called Jabez's Prayer. And as I was looking at it, and it's a very short prayer, and of course Jabez, we don't know anything about him. I got two verses about him. Nothing else is said other than in 1 Chronicles there is a city that was called Jabez, and where how that got named we don't know. But as I was thinking about a song, I couldn't quite come up with any song that was any closer than the Lord's Prayer, because although his prayer isn't certainly identical to the Lord's Prayer, there's a lot of similarities in it, and so I thought we would just begin by singing together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Well, as we turn to 1 Chronicles, of course, we have the chronology, and we have name after name after name after name, and we go down the various family lineages, we go down through David, and then we get to chapter 4, and we go down through the family of Judah. And we read names after names for 8 verses. And then all of a sudden, verse 9, we kind of have something that grabs our attention, don't we? We read, now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may cause pain. So God granted him what he said. Or, I'm sorry, what he requested. God granted him what he requested. And then we go back to names again. So what do we have out of this prayer? Well, I think we have a number of things which are just outstanding. First of all, it's a great prayer. I don't know how many of you ask for the Lord to bless you, or to bless you indeed, but it's scriptural. That's got a big proviso in it. You're asking him to bless you for things that are in accordance with his will. You don't want to really go to him and say, oh, bless me that I win the lottery. I don't think that would be particularly good. Or, you know, bless me because I'm smiting all of people that don't like me. I don't think that's really a good thing. But bless me indeed. And what was it about? Well, first we even go back before that to verse 9. It says, Jabez was more honorable. That word means heavy. It really also has a spiritual context to it. So you could say he was a spiritual heavyweight, or he was more spiritual than his brothers. And it kind of get the idea here that because he had this terrible name, pain, causing pain. Hey, pain, come here. It's breakfast time, right? He probably was made him sensitive to that, I don't know, and his brothers were probably giving him trouble, but he is said to be more honorable. Now, how are you more spiritually honorable? Well, I believe here we have the answer in the next verse. He called on God to pray. So he was a man of prayer. We see that. And he was a man of praying to the right God. Even his prayers were right. So we read then, he was more honorable than his brothers. His mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in pain. So she probably had a very difficult childbirth. So, you know, that was so bad, son, you'll never forget it. So I'm going to call you Pain, right? Anyway, that's probably where he got the name. We don't know. And Jabez called on God. He called on the God. He called on the God of Israel. So he's praying to the right God. And he says, oh, that. Now, there are four that's in this prayer. So there's four specific things he's going to ask for. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, some people teach that it's wrong to ask God to bless you because it's too selfish. Well, maybe Jabez didn't get that message because he asked that, and then it says God granted him what he requested. Perfectly good to ask for the Lord to bless you when you're doing his work and his ministry and his will, right? So we read then that his first request, that you would bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Secondly, you would enlarge my territory. Now, you get a notice of what these blessings are to include, because he gives you the next three things then. And the first one is, enlarge my territory. That probably, that word territory is not real specific. Most people think it's probably, you know, this is back at the time of the Joshua conquest kind of time, and they were still trying to enlarge the areas even after the conquering of these nations under Joshua. You know, they didn't get it all. They got part of it. And so each tribe was continually pushing out its territory to get it from the enemy. That's maybe what it means. For you and I, it probably means ministry. Enlarge my ministry. I don't know how, you know, if you're trying to move your neighbor's fence or something like that at night or something to enlarge your territory, I don't think that'd be a good idea. But I don't think that's what this means here for us. I think he's saying, enlarge my ministry. And when you pray for that, you know, there's some consequences to that. You're going to be busier. You think, well, I don't have time now. Well, maybe you can work smarter instead of harder, right? With his wisdom, for sure. But enlarge my territory. Secondly, that your hand would be with me. That your hand would be with me. We have a number of scriptural references to the hand of God, but we all want the hand of God with us, right? We don't want the hand of God against us. The hand of God will come against us if we are disobeying him, if we are into continuous sin and so forth. But he is saying that your hand would be with me. And of course, that was with Joshua when he went into battle and all the basic situations where we can see Israel being defended by God when it was done in the right way. That your hand would be with me, and then next, that you would keep me from evil. That's such a great prayer. Of course, I thought of that in the Lord's Prayer. It says, lead us not into temptation. And Vernon McGee says it better to say, leave us not into temptation, rather than lead us not into temptation. But nevertheless, we get the idea here, Lord, keep me from evil, right? Don't we need that prayer, I think, every day? Because we sin every day, don't we? And sin is basically evil. And so keep me from evil. And then finally, that I may not cause pain. So here's Mr. Pain here saying that, Lord, bless me indeed that I may not cause pain. I think that's a good prayer for all of us. And how many ways we can cause pain to other people. I guess one of the greatest weapons we have is our tongue, right? That's a pretty sharp weapon usually, and you can unsheath that pretty quickly, right? Or at least I can. Saying things, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. I heard the illustration of a tube of toothpaste. You know, you squeeze a tube of toothpaste and you say, oh, I got too much out, I'm going to put it back in. You can't get it back in, right? Or at least normally you can't get it back in. So the words come out of your mouth and they cause pain, you can't get them back. Now you can ask for forgiveness and all, but the pain is still there, isn't it? So the better way is to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to keep from causing pain. And not just with your tongue, but with your face and with your actions and so forth. So those were the four things he asked for then. Bless me indeed. Why? That my territory would be enlarged, that your hand would be with me, Lord, and that you would keep me from evil, and that I not cause pain. So, four very good things to pray for anybody all the time, really, it seems to me. And this prayer was, of course, popularized and made a book, and it kind of got turned in the secular world into God is a genie in a bottle, and we're going to ask him for whatever we want. That's not the purpose of this prayer, to just ask for whatever you want. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his name, and that really means anything according to his will. If we're asking things of the Lord according to his will, he will hear our prayers and he will answer them. But if you're asking him things that are not in accordance with his will, you know, he'll usually give you a no, because it's not good for you to get a yes on that one, right? And he'll basically always answer the prayer, either yes nor wait, right? Many of the times we want yes, and then the very next day, that's not the big problem anymore. Now today I got a real big problem. I didn't have it yesterday. Now tomorrow I'll have another real big problem. So I get all focused in on what I wanted him to do for me today, and all of a sudden I find out tomorrow, oh, those things are really, really important. It didn't happen, and you know, of course. So this is just a good prayer to keep in mind, and when somebody asks how could you pray for me, keep those things in mind here, because these are all good things to pray for one another, right? Father, we thank you for this model prayer in a way, not the Lord's Prayer certainly, but it's a model for us, and we thank you for instructing us through your word. And now, Lord, would you lead us in this time of prayer as we have the opportunity to be led by your Spirit and pray for those things you would put on our hearts this morning, in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that we do have that blessed assurance that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, as the darkness around us seems to be getting more intense, Lord, it's just a greater contrast between the darkness and light. Darkness is static, it doesn't move, but light always moves. And Lord, you have told us you are the light of the world. There is no other way other than Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, may we be active today in demonstrating you through the gospel of light. Really, light makes no noise. It just goes and shows and illuminates. And so, Lord, may we illuminate you today, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.